Todd, welcome to Talk Satellite in Brief.
Yes, good afternoon, Kevin. How are you going today?
UK and Norway defence teams have discussed an Arctic partnership. What kind of rules are there in this for companies such as Viasat?
That's a great question, Kevin. So we, of course, partnered with Space Norway and US Space Force to put together the Arctic satellite. We call it GX-10. Norway calls it the ASBM Arctic program. So we're quite involved in that program. UK MOD and the Norwegian MOD have now announced how they're working together to share each other's X-band resources. We're, of course, providing Ka-band resources on that spacecraft. So we see a lot of opportunity to provide that kind of capability in the Arctic uniquely across MIL-Ka and commercial KA for US government, Norwegian government, UK government and many other governments. The GX-10 spacecraft designed part of the GX family, sort of work the same way as GX works all the rest of the world, all around the world. And so ships, aircraft and so on fitted with GX will be able to sail from the normal GX network straight into the Arctic and maintain full service. Because the spacecraft are designed to be high hang over the top of the Arctic, they'll get a very good look angle and very high performance. And we're the first provider, if you like, to provide that kind of capability, and it's in MIL-Ka as well as commercial Ka band, so it's quite a dedicated military capability.
UAVs, it seems like we've been discussing this topic forever now with the two of us. What advancements are now in place for performance in the field?
We realised that there was a great need for small form factor UAV terminals. Many small UAVs, 25 kilo class, need to be able to operate with beyond line of sight communications. So we partnered with another company, TTP, to make what is the world's smallest UAV SATCOM terminal. Looks like about the size of a coffee cup, and it's designed to provide a good quality satellite connectivity to UAVs, so that a UAV as small as 25 kilos can use satellite connectivity to send back the information it can see and other sensor data and so on.
Viasat, you've announced hot out of our email box, AirIQ. What will this offering bring to the market?
So AirIQ is our new ISR, our new intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance offering. Governments particularly need to be able to obtain data from their ISR assets, and we realise that governments are going to be doing that globally, so they need to know they can get the right services all around the world, and they need that provided in different package sizes so that it fits on everything from small UAVs, like the new UAV terminal I just talked about, right up to a wide-body jet such as an MRTT, which is an A330 airframe. So AirIQ is all about providing that capability globally across all those different service or form factors, and with a management system that allows you to turn that kind of capability on and off as you need it, where you need it around the world. We think it's a unique offering. There's been various other forms of ISR type services very regionally based. We've deliberately made this work or designed this to work around the world so that governments don't have to think twice about where they're operating to know they're going to get a service, and that we've got a long heritage in this. We've long made services, particularly for governments that are global in nature.
What's your perspective on the way the market is playing out at the moment?
Well, certainly in government markets, I think you're seeing governments expecting more than just a connection. So security, reliability and availability are very important for governments. If you're on a consumer broadband service and it doesn't work at one moment of the day and therefore you don't get your Netflix feed, perhaps that's disappointing, but it's not life-changing. But government operations mean you need to be reliable and available. You need to be able to deliver what you promised to deliver wherever they operate. And so for us, we're finding the market quite busy. You know, we have encryption technology to go with our satellite services, as well as anchor stations and other technical hardware terminals and so on. And so that ability to provide that profile of different technology and services fits nicely with the government's current requirements around security, availability and reliability. So I would say that the government market is quite a strong market at the moment.
Todd, thank you very much. We wish you every success.
Fantastic. Thank you, Kevin.